morning's agenda consists of 10 individual items. If you wish to be heard on any of those items, please fill out a card and forward it to our clerk, Ms. Durham. Number one, please.
Item number one is a resolution opposing the proposed construction of an electric transmission line along Underwood Creek Parkway Route B to the Milwaukee County grounds to connect to the power plant at 93rd Street and Watertown Plank Road as part of the Western Milwaukee County Electric Reliability Project proposed by We Energies and the American Transmission Company.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I will be brief because you can see there's a lot of people here, and this is an issue that has really energized the community to come together. The resolution you have in front of you, I did about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I tried to send everybody. I have a number of co-sponsors, as you see, and hopefully I'll get more. This is an issue that is extremely important. This is a folder I have, which isn't everything that I have, just on this issue that I've gotten from people and emails, different groups, environmental groups, the groups mainly involved to preserve our parkway, the Underwood group particularly. And so I'm very proud to be the sponsor of this resolution, and will be brief in summarizing here what you're looking at today, and you'll have many other speakers who really feel that they need to make some points on this. And thank you for that time. So the guts of the resolution, I'll get right to the point, because we have other speakers who can certainly embellish this and bring their own perspectives in and the reasons why they've come this morning. But I'm asking the Milwaukee County Board here in this committee to start off with, please, to oppose construction of a transmission line along Underwood Creek Parkway or any other Milwaukee County parkway or natural area by passing this resolution. And the be it resolved clauses, which I'll emphasize to people, and I know you've all read these things and got many correspondence on this, but it is going to ask this committee and our board to oppose the proposed alternate B route from the Western County Electric Reliability Project proposed by We Energies and the American Transmission Company, ATC. And we'll also say we oppose any other current or future plans involving placement of high-voltage electric transmission lines along Milwaukee County parkways, the Oak Leaf Trail, or wetlands or natural areas owned and managed by the county. So county parks, of course, has come out vehemently against us from the very beginning, too, and we appreciate their support, obviously, as many other groups. And then finally, we further resolve that the county board requests that ATC and the Public Service Commission, this is the first stop in the process. We do understand that. We will go forward. All these groups will definitely go forward in concert together and petition the Public Service Commission. What we need, though, is support from the obvious governmental representatives and our Parks Department and other groups here to make sure our parks and parkways don't become highways for transmission lines. And that's the importance of this resolution. So it is very specific as far as Underwood Creek is concerned, Underwood Parkway. Pertain to Underwood Creek as well, and that's the main emphasis, but the general emphasis and why it's in front of the county board, because this is going to well with TOSA, of course, because it runs all through TOSA, the Underwood Parkway, and it is the same be it resolved clause. I worked with the alderman there, of course, too, and all the different groups, particularly the Preserve Our Parkway group. So we're requesting, and we will request after all this is hopefully passed, Milwaukee pass something similar, 15-0. We'll hear about that. But we request that the American Transmission Corporation and the Public Service Commission trench the transmission lines that will traverse the county grounds to connect to the existing or planned We Energy substation. The We Energy substation is right behind the We Energy's power plant. It's on the northeast quadrant. That's the quadrant that's been in controversy for the last dozen years. That's where the Innovation Park, UWM Innovation Park, will go. That's where our county parks is. That's where the 50 acres between the UWM Innovation Park and the detention basin will be parkland. We've passed all these resolutions over the county board over the years, most recently, of course, with UWM and the protection of the Monarch Butterfly Trail there. that will be spoken to today. We want to make sure that all those things are protected and our parks and parkways are protected. So with that, I think I'll close because we have other speakers who will talk to other points similar to this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions for Supervisor Schmidt? Hearing none, Supervisor DeBruin.
I can wait till you discuss the amendment that I believe is coming. I can hold off for that.
Fine. Has the amendment been distributed?
It's being printed, Mr. Chairman.
It is being printed. In the interim, we have a number of people who wish to be heard. At least some indicated a wish to be heard. Others indicated they were supporting, and others still left blank the portion of the card that defines for us what your intention is. At any rate, we are going to limit, otherwise we'll be here till supper time, the amount of time necessary or permitted to 1 minute for each person who does choose to speak. If, in fact, the points you have made have already been made by others, you could simply indicate you want to pass your turn by simply saying pass aloud. And we can begin that process now, I guess, before the consideration of the amendment, Supervisor DeBruin, in the interest of time. So I'll call the first person, Patrice Hall. When I call your name, please come forward. Patrick Hall, I'm sorry, Patrick Hall. I thought that was an E on the end.
Thank you. No, it's bad writing.
Good morning, and thank you for the time to address the board. For a moment, I want you to look past me and see these children behind me, and imagine your own children among them. And if you can imagine driving up to the Montessori school, going to drop them off, and as you're waiting in line in queue to drop your children off, you look above and you see power lines. And you have a visceral reaction to know that children and power lines do not mix. So I strongly urge this board to adopt the resolution to not build power lines overhead, but to trench them as Supervisor Schmidt had indicated. That is my point. Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much. Tom Mischewski.
I would like to pass out what I was going to say because I don't have enough time to say it. And when you have time, please take time to read that. I live at 833 North 117th, just removed from the parkway. Today, through the proposed resolution, we have a unique opportunity to support a precedent consistent with the visionary foresight of our predecessors who established the Milwaukee County Parks and Parkways. But our historical and award-winning park system with its connecting parkways now needs our stewardship. In order to continue to protect this system, there is a need for a precedent-setting decision regarding high-voltage power lines so that an established direction is in place for now and in the future. A decision to allow high-voltage power lines to be placed on the Underwood Parkway may have dire consequences for all 15,000 acres of parks and parkways in the Milwaukee County system. Allowing high-voltage power lines sets a precedent that these types of lines on a parkway and possibly our parks is not only acceptable, but to be expected. As stewards of our county, I'm asking you to support the resolution against high-voltage transmission lines on Underwood Parkway, not only for our generation, but to honor the past generations who have the Emerald Necklace vision and created the park system, and to leave a legacy to future generations who have yet to enjoy our magnificent park and parkway system. In closing, I had a thought back there. It's like American Transmission Company has thrown us a curveball. And I think all of us, and that includes everybody in this room, needs to step up and knock that curveball right out of the park. Thank you.
Thank you. William Ganwa. Sure. Followed by Heather Hansen. You'll be next.
Hi, my name is William Gonwa. I live at 11929 West Underwood Parkway. I sent a letter to American Transmission Company identifying 10 issues. I had 38 questions, received no response because they're not telling us anything. Mary Carpenter in the Wauwatosa, now Mary Carpenter sitting right here, said American Transmission Company's goal is to identify a route that can be constructed, has reasonable cost, and is operationally sound. The Underwood area routes meet this criteria. If you notice on that, none of the goals include environmental, aesthetic, and social impacts of those proposed routes. I lived right on the parkway. I moved to the parkway because it was adjacent to a Milwaukee County park. I moved back to Milwaukee County because of the Milwaukee County park system. I ride down the Milwaukee County park system through a park every day to work downtown here. And I did some research. The average value of houses on the parkway compared to just the houses behind me is $30,000 highway. Why? Because of Milwaukee County parks. It's an incredibly valuable resource. We need to keep it. We cannot convert our parks to a utility corridor. If we convert this park to a utility corridor, watch out Oak Creek Parkway. Watch out KK River Parkway. Watch out Milwaukee River Parkway. It's just free. You know, it's just free. Anything can be converted. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. We're going to take just a... We're going to take about a five-minute recess to set up some more chairs here in the front to accommodate those who are on the floor. If you guys could kind of just rise up long enough to get some chairs in place. Well, let's do it in place. You know, because once the chairs are set up, we can move
them. What's wrong with the kids sitting on the floor? The kids always sit on the floor. Are we violating some kind of fire code?
We'll open up some seats here just for a second.
Just